Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Business Writers Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here at the Concourse Athletic Club, broadcasting live from the first ever Business Writers Mixer. Stone, how are you enjoying the event so far?
I'm doing pretty well, but my first cocktail is getting a little bit low, so we have to take a break after this one. But I wanted to definitely get this interview in before we took that break. We have with us Shani Lexima, and she and her life partner,
otherwise known as my business partner and father to our five girls.
Oh my gracious. Well, they have collaborated on a book called Get Access to Capital. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you so much for bringing me.
Sure. Can you talk about the book a little bit? How'd that come about?
Well, we are lenders to small business owners. We provide working capital for their businesses. And we realized that there was a gap in knowledge on how to actually apply for lending.
There was a gap of knowledge?
A lot of small business owners had no idea what lenders were actually looking for. So we provided the book so then they would know what to provide to lenders so they could get approved.
So now a lender could be a bank, it could be SBA,
it could be SBA, bank, it could be a small business private lender. So there's a variety of different lenders that are out there, but either way, we're all looking for the same thing, and it's very specific. And more than that, even if you're profitable, that may not get you approved.
So what are some of the must-haves?
Some of the must-haves is making sure that you actually have business credit. A business credit score is necessary.
So a business credit card, is that a first step? Or
it helps, and there's several different types. You can get them from either stores. You can get them from banks. But more than that, if you don't have your business credit in order from Dun and Bradstreet, there's a low chance of you getting approved.
Now, to get that from Dun and Bradstreet, is that something that you have to pay to get, or Dun and
Fortunately, no.
So that
fortunately,
you,
no.
You just call Dun and Bradstreet and say, "Hey, check out my business."
Is that how it works? No, be careful when you make that call.
It's not quite as wide a swath of generalism as such. No, but yes, essentially that's what you do.
And then you just give them access to some financials?
You do have to give them access to financials, making sure that you have all of your business entities in order as far as your address, your phone number, making sure that you're able to market yourself like a normal business.
Uh-huh. And so you find that a lot of companies just aren't kind of buttoned up in that area. They're trying to, they kind of let their personal and their business life kind of intermingle a little too much.
Since I know of which I speak, you cannot pay for the light bill and diapers from the same account.
But some people do. So I mean, we're laughing about it, but sometimes that happens.
It's true.
They're holding my business credit card behind the bar right now, and so far I had a margarita. Is that not legit?
It's entertainment.
we were entertaining the Leximas.
You might need to talk to your CPA.
We're trying to get access to capital.
So I'm looking at these chapters, the
yes.
Power of business credit reporting agencies, business credit scoring, building business credit, building vendor. The word credit shows up a lot here. So the bottom line is there's money out there. They
just want
a reasonable assurance that they're going to get it back and in a decent return.
And many business owners are responsible. Many business owners are responsible
right.
That way. They pay their bills on time. But the thing is, who do you pay it to? And are they reporting to the business credit agencies for you? You have to make sure. Push them to work.
So now let's talk about the mechanics of this book. Like, why was it important for you guys to write a book?
Many people had no idea. And these are people who've been in business for many years. We've had businesses who've been open for 20 years and had no idea that they needed beyond an EIN number, a Dun and Bradstreet number.
So you got tired of just telling them, so you said, let's write it down and we'll just hand them a book?
Let's write it down. 95% of small business owners have no idea that Dun and Bradstreet and business credit, separate from personal credit, even a really good personal credit score, is what is needed.
And then, so what about the mechanics of writing the book? How did you kind of outline the chapters? How did that come about?
a lot of the questions that we were getting from small business owners is really how the chapters came about. We found some interesting things, like I had no idea that Sam and I actually got married at the owner, the founder of Equifax's old home here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, how cool is that?
So I think we were destined.
That was destiny then, right? You couldn't draw that up and make that up, right?
I really couldn't make that up. It's a lovely home in Midtown.
So now, did you decide to self-publish this, or was it traditionally published?
It is self-published. It is listed with the Library of Congress, but it is self-published, and it is offered for free at our website.
So
just pay the shipping and handling.
So you're not trying to get rich off the book. This is a way to serve your market, and it's a way to meet people that you may have an opportunity to help.
Yes, I'm a Girl Scout, I have to admit it, and my first job is to serve and help. But I will tell you this, making sure that the small business owner, who usually doesn't get a break, making sure that they have an idea of how the game is played or that it's even being played is our first step.
So now, is your firm the actual lender, or you connect the business owner with the lender?
We are a firm that actually lends. We do connect them with other firms if that is necessary. We do have partners that help to lend with us as well.
Mm-hmm. And then has the book helped you in your business?
Most definitely. This evening, my husband Sam, who's also the author of the book, is actually conducting our first seminar, and it is going with 28 different small business owners. It's going very well. As he's just texted me and let me know.
Well, you can text him anytime the interview's going swimmingly, too.
Awesome. Thank you, guys, because you know.
So what advice, if any, do you have to the aspiring author? You know, maybe they have a little bit of expertise. Maybe they have an experience base that they want to share. What can we do to save them a little pain and a heartache, or give them a little bit of a leg up, a piece of advice as we wrap?
Oh, my goodness. Write down every chapter that you have, idea that you have, and expand on it as if you were six. If you had no clue about this subject at all, how would you tell your six-year-old, and I have experience in that too, how that information needs to go.
And then so did you create like folders for each chapter, and every time you thought of something you threw it in there? Like, how did
I'll say this book from beginning to end started November last year till June of this year.
So it took about seven months,
but we were highly motivated to make sure that this happened because we saw the problem happening over and over again.
Did you have an editor, or you guys just did it yourselves?
Fortunately, Sam was an English major. So
Sam edited Danny's work. Danny edited Sam. So which chapter did Sam write? Because we know you did most of the hard work, right?
Oh, of course, because women usually do that in marriage.
Exactly.
Well, listen, like I said, we got to get you in the studio. We want to have a more in-depth conversation.
Most definitely.
I want to learn more about the business. We want to help our folks get access to capital. But in the meantime, where can they get their hands on this book? Where can they reach out and have a meaningful conversation with you or Sam?
GetAccessToCapital.com says it all right there. We have all of our information there. Contact us. Most definitely sign up for your free book, and certainly sign up for our website newsletter. Happens every 3 or 4 days. You get a new blast from the author.
And then if you're a business that is thinking about needing capital, it's probably better to contact you sooner than later, right?
There is a text number on our website just to make sure if it's an emergency, we can make it happen.
Well, Danny, it's been an absolute delight. Thanks so much for coming and sharing your wisdom.
No problem. Thank you so much for helping us promote the book.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Mixer here at the Concourse Athletic Club.